FEMA and our de facto government is selecting specific zones in the United States, 50 individual zones throughout the country, one in each state, that will get priority access to federal funds when we're hit by directed energy weapons. So make no mistake, these are climate lockdowns into cities of death called smart cities. This is total mass murder, destruction, and theft at the grandest scale in history. The grandest scale in history.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sean from SGT Report here with another emergency broadcast, a very important interview. That was Deb Tavares returning to SGT Report in this two-part interview. We went nearly 2 hours in this conversation, friends, and in part one, we talk about smart city lockdowns and directed energy weapons. And your friends at FEMA, well, they have a very dastardly plan in place, and they've already got the funding to enslave you and your family. You better spread this far and wide, and you better wake up your friends, neighbors, and colleagues, because the lockdowns, well, if we don't stop them, they're coming. Thanks for tuning in. Before we start, just a quick word about one of our sponsors. Did you guys hear about the Minneapolis DFL leader who was attacked during a carjacking outside of her own home in front of her own kids? Well, she's one of these Democrats that actually wanted to defund the police. Perhaps she'll be singing a different tune now. Unfortunately, this trend highlights the rising violent crime seemingly seen in every American city. That's why hundreds of thousands of Americans are putting their safety into their own hands. The Fighter Flare flashlight is a tactical flashlight that features a powerful 800 lumen light bulb and powerful strobe light modes designed to blind an attacker and stop them in their tracks. The Fighter Flare also comes with a glass breaking hammer, which could do some damage, a built-in power bank, solar powered recharging, and multiple other life-saving add-ons, making it a potential lifesaver in countless life or death scenarios. Most importantly, you can save 66% on the Fighter Flare flashlight this month. Simply go to fighterflare.com or just click the link down in the description. I'll leave it below. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so very, very much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGT Report with another breaking news interview, a very important update, guys. I think, as I just stated in my interview with Dr. Lievely and Attorney Todd Callender, the most important question that everybody in our nation should be asking right now is, where are the children? Where are the children of Lahaina? They either were burned alive or they were trafficked. And more information continues to pour out suggesting that the latter may be the case. Where are the children? What specific technology was used in the Maui fire? And who is responsible? What you're seeing on the screen before you is that interview with Attorney Todd Callender and Dr. Lievely, Where Are the Children?, dated September 11th, 2023, which is very apropos. You can see it's right next to this video. 9/11, the footage they didn't let you see twice. Isn't it interesting that I've called Maui 9/11 2.0, and here it is at the phaser, side by side, two of the worst false flag massacres in U.S. history. And now I do call what happened in Maui the Maui Massacre. And you know what? I think our friend over here at the Crow House, Max Egan, he gets it right. Listen to this.
About all the fires that are happening around the world, there's been a lot of stuff coming out about Maui. A lot of stuff coming out about the fires that we just saw in Greece and Turkey, and I'll get back to that in a minute. But yeah, they've been pretty outrageous, those fires over there. But in all these cases, even the fires in Greece and Turkey and the fires in Maui, people's comments are not saying climate change. Like about 90% of the comments that you're seeing on these topics are all saying DEW, directed energy weapons. So they know. People know what's going on, and the powers that believe they be are certainly running scared, folks, which is why they are doing so much devastation and working to wipe out as many people and as much real estate as possible, just to get the people dependent upon government, dependent upon the system to save them. There's a lot of reports been coming in from Maui. Now they're saying that it was China. They're saying it was China opened up a directed energy weapon attack because, like I said, so many people are now tweeting directed energy weapons. My nemesis, the leaf blower. But so many people that's their first response, is to say this is directed energy weapons. I mean, the cat's out of the bag. People know now. People can see it. There's been too much of this going on, and it's too obvious. And so in order to combat that, they've got to say, well, You could be right. It could be directed energy weapons, but it's not us. Of course, we would never do that to our own people. It's China, because China is the new enemy, of course. It's one big holding company, folks. There is no China. There is no United States. There is no Canada. There is no Australia. Each one of these places are simply names they have for different franchises of the one holding company.
And that's the part I wanted to get to. I think my guest might agree with what Max just said there. It's just one big holding company. And I have Deb Tavares back on the line, stopthecrime.net. Deb, I know you're fit to be tied, and I'm going to turn you loose. Where would you like to begin? Welcome back, by the way.
Well, thank you much. Thank you so much, Sean. Yes, we are a holding company under a network of corporate agencies, or what we consider, of course, to be governments, but are actually de facto governments. And I think until people understand that placemat of reality that all the destruction is being built up from, we will continue to be destroyed. Now, I'm going to go over some new FEMA relocation zones that have now been put forth. But first, I want to talk about the fact that the world faces the largest transfer of wealth and mass genocide, not only in this century, but in all of history, by a few that many identify as the elite cabal. People call them many things, but we'll leave it there. Call it chemtrails, geoengineering, death dumps, directed energy weapons, including redefining facts of where petroleum and water really come from, but please do not call it climate change. The world network of corporate agencies, unelected NGOs, for-profits, our local county, state, and federal officials are collectively all advancing de facto government agendas, authorizing climate and carbon trading schemes, sustainable development agendas, but please don't call this climate change. We're being bathed in unsurvivable frequencies and microwaves, 3G, 4G, 5G, Wi-Fi, in fact, all wireless technologies, as well as the global deployment of wireless electric, gas, and water smart meters, all strategically placed cell towers, wind farms, tracking and sensors, antennas, along with poisons in our air, water, oceans, and lands. But please don't call this climate change. The unacknowledged use of energy weapons causing fires and floods and droughts and crop failures, earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes, sea level rise, coastal erosion, the illusion of running out of water. But again, please don't call this climate change. All of this is more and is the largest transfer of wealth to a few that control us all. Again, don't call this climate change. I've reported many times over the years about the report from Iron Mountain that foretold these plans. We were warned, we were told, just as William Cohen told us back on April 28th of 1997 in a news briefing. William Cohen was the U.S. Defense Secretary, and he told us, in brief, others are engaging even in eco-type terrorism, whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes, remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. So we've been told many, many years ago all of this was happening, and now it is. So people are starting to understand that all of this is being done under the guise of climate change. This is war against humanity and all of life. Be prepared to harden up, to be less easy to be killed. I want to say this. This is really, really important. Secure your water. Find the springs near you. Know where these springs are. Always remember, we're not really running out of water. Water is a renewable. Water is under our feet everywhere. We are the water planet. Go to primarywater.org, one of my websites, and download and read the book, New Water for a Thirsty World. Read this to your children. Don't allow the CIA and the controllers to lead all of us to believe that we're running out of water. We're not. Please understand that our current water delivery infrastructure is being eliminated. Now we're going to talk about the new FEMA relocation plans and how FEMA is accelerating the transition to net zero. So here we go. But I want to add this in because I'm going to talk about this after I go over the initial FEMA plans. But I want to talk about there are five cities that are only one disaster away from a catastrophic water crisis and forced relocation. They're closing down these five cities. You're going to have to wait until I go over the FEMA smart city zones that are planned before I tell you what the five cities are. So it's important to make and have this understanding that FEMA selects disaster resilience zones to get priority access to federal funds. Think about this. FEMA and our de facto government is selecting specific zones in the United States, 50 individual zones throughout the country, one in each state, that will get priority access to federal funds when we're hit by directed energy weapons. So make no mistake, these are climate lockdowns into cities of death called smart cities. The goals, while there are many, will isolate communities from one another, cut off truth media, cut off cell phone communications, internet, and other forms of communication, all leading to unsurvivable access to resources, food, water, and even air, all according required reductions to greenhouse gas emissions and to reduce your carbon footprint. We are going to net zero. There is no life with net zero. I hope that you understand that. So by reducing all resources, electricity, gas, food, and water, housing, and heat will be allocated or eliminated. All remaining structures also must retrofit, meaning forced upgrades to meet requirements to reduce your energy consumption. If you don't comply, your property will be red tagged, unfit for occupancy by your local code enforcement office. All use of gas appliances are prohibited. Now, you may have been hearing this in the news, and it becomes a right-left political football, but that is in the sustainable development plans that all agencies approved. So again, all use of gas appliances are prohibited. That includes water heaters that must be replaced by electric, requiring new upgraded electric panels that many folks will not be able to afford. Double pane windows must replace single pane windows and added insulation to prevent any heating or cooling to escape. Keep in mind that in the UK, they are using heat sensing equipment mounted on planes, which shows each house that is out of compliance. Tracking and monitoring each individual house. The sustainable development plans require the use of smart meters for electricity and gas while you still have gas. The smart meters, these are wireless meters. They are pulsed intentionally to cause fires and appliance failures, as well as burning down properties remotely. We will not survive in dense population zones, which I call kill cities, where everything is wirelessly electrified.
Hey, Deb, you mentioned kill cities. I want to interrupt real briefly and just share with people an email that was flying around today between Todd Callender and activist in the UK, Mark Steele. Mark Steele is a well-known 5G activist. He's been educating the public about the dangers of smart cities, 5G technology, and what you just noted to be kill cities. What you guys are seeing on my screen right now is a multi-fusion photon ionization radiation gun that looks like a camera. It looks like one of the street cameras being installed all over the UK. Well, Mark calls it a C40 city extermination weapon deployment system, and he says the following. It's not a camera. Fusion multi-photon ionizing radiation gun is what it is. Digital city prison fence installed across the UK pretending to be a camera. This is part of the hardware to get rid of LEO. They won't be required once this fence goes up. This will help them to realize we have to stop what's happening. They have already crossed the line now, and they need to know, the people need to know the globalist plan. Deb, I hated to interrupt, but I wanted to share that with folks because everything you're describing is now rolling out in real time in the UK, and it's coming to a city near you, friends.
Absolutely. In fact, I'm glad that you brought that up because I know Mark Steele very well. I went to a conference in the UK in 2019 where I met Mark, and we have been communicating ever since. In fact, he has been the advocate about spreading the word on lithium-ion batteries that explode, and the fact that the United States is transitioning everything to smart cars, smart bikes, EV, everything. We are being carpet bombed in advance so that directed energy weapons can be used to explode these lithium-ion batteries.
Oh, and by the way, Deb, I want your comment on this. That demon creature masquerading as the U.S. president, Joseph Robinette Biden, his own son calls him Pedo Peter, he just banned fluorescent light bulbs. So now we have to put these toxic LED bulbs in our homes, even against our will, even if we don't want to buy them, because he just banned, with the swipe of a dictator's pen, fluorescent light bulbs.
Yeah, let's not talk about Joe Biden because he is not initiating these policies. These are coming in from above him. So I really want to emphasize that. They represent and are only puppets in a de facto government that is absolutely killing us off. And we have to get out of this right-left paradigm because this is also part of brainwashing and mind control to keep us victimized in a system that is poised to kill us. So I want to get in now to these FEMA, this new FEMA zoning, because I think everyone needs to understand in advance. And then I'm going over the five cities that they will eliminate because of decayed infrastructure for delivery of water and sewer, and we're going to go now. So here we go. FEMA has selected disaster resilience zones to get priority access to federal funds. This disclosure confirms designated community disaster resilient zones will have priority access to federal funds for resilience and mitigation projects. And it's important to understand that awards for the Climate Smart Communities Initiative Program, funded by the Inflation Reduction Act, will be awarded to accelerate the pace and reduce the cost of climate resilient building for communities across the United States. Now, I'm going to add this. They need to reduce the cost for climate resilient rebuilding because we're bankrupt. And we're not going to be able to rebuild, just like Lahaina will be told they cannot rebuild either. So many areas that were burned out in 2017 here in Northern California, where we lost 5,000 houses, many of those houses have been rebuilt. But let's go on into FEMA, because this is the plan now. And we are under occupation. All is being seized and destroyed by the unacknowledged control of the manufactured extreme weather events that are really directed energy weapons. This is weather warfare. And federal funding access for natural disaster relief due to climate change. It will have priority funding through the de facto federal government. So FEMA will initially provide one community disaster resilient zone in each state, including the District of Columbia. How large is an area? Will one designated zone be? Well, I've attached the zones and the maps to an email blast out that I will be sending out today, the day after 9/11. And today is September the 12th, 2023. So watch for this email blast out off of stopthecrime.net. Legislation provides additional federal cost share for projects in designated zones, meaning Your zone must cost share with the feds, aka USA Inc. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, which is also a captured agency, by the way, will make awards for Climate Smart Communities Initiative Program, funded by the Inflation Reduction Act, to accelerate the pace and reduce the cost of climate-resilient building. And they go on to say, NOAA will work with communities to develop equitable climate-resilient plans that can be readied for funding and implementation. The priority is to assist communities that are at the highest risk to climate impacts and have the most need for assistance. Now, this is equalizing the haves and have-nots. Make no mistake. And FEMA identified community disaster resilient zones in the map that I will blast out today off of stopthecrime.net. So sign up for the email blast outs. They talk about in a record year of catastrophes, FEMA's disaster fund is slipping into the red. And this is even before hurricanes have even started. Again, they create hurricanes. So what this allows is the Housing and Finance Authority to relocate communities, build new housing with public funds, designate areas to be abandoned, and establish new locations for populations. It allows the de facto government to take over all models of transportation and control highways and seaports. It allows the de facto government to seize and control the communication and all media. It allows the government to take over all electrical power, gas, petroleum, fuels, and mineral, and I'll add water. It allows the government to take over all food resources and farms. Now keep this executive order of FEMA in mind, because this is the power given FEMA, which is a major player in this de facto government system that is ravaging and murdering the global human population that we're seeing in Morocco, that we've seen in Turkey, and all the flooding that we're seeing not only in the United States, but everywhere else. And we're being burned here in Northern California, and I have suffered the ravages of what Lahaina has gone through as well. So in additional designation zones will occur in about 18 months based on updates to the National Risk Index and lessons learned from the initial designations, in other words, the initial zones and the stakeholder input. We're talking about the foreign international banksters and the de facto governments as the stakeholders. Examples of planned updates to the National Risk Index include additional data on tsunami and ravine flood risk. Interesting that they add that. Tsunamis and ravine flood risks, because they can flood using ravines. This new law amends the Robert T. Stafford Disaster Recovery and Emergency Act to direct use of a natural hazard risk assessment index like FEMA's National Risk Index, and to identify communities which are most at risk at the effects of natural hazards and climate change. For these designations, this methodology uses a tailored version of the National Risk Index that includes socioeconomic status, household characteristics, house type, and transportation themes from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and Social Vulnerability Index. So they go on to tell us that the designation methodology also advances the Biden-Harris administration's whole of government commitment to environmental justice by incorporating the White House Council on Environmental Qualities, Climate, and Economic Justice Screening Tool, which identifies disadvantaged communities that are underserved and overburdened by pollution and climate risks. Now, I could go on and on with what this identified FEMA zones throughout the United States contains, And I just need for everyone to know that this is being sculpted now, planned now. And NOAA is involved as well, because FEMA has ensured that each state will have at least one community disaster resilient zone in this initial designation. And they talk about the designated zones will have prioritized access, as I've said, to federal funds for resilience and mitigation projects. And for example, this fall, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration will give awards. They'll give out awards for climate smart cities. So you are not going to be a designated zone unless your local de facto representatives have signed you on to the unsustainable, which are called sustainable development goals, requiring the reduction of your greenhouse gas emissions and requiring the reduction of CO2, which we need to breathe. So Washington announced, and this is September 6th of 2023, so this is hot off the press, FEMA is announcing the initial designation tracks that will be eligible for increased federal support. So what we're going to have here in this country are specific designated zones of safety where people will be forced, because they won't get insurance, they'll be flooded, tornadoed, hurricaned, drowned out of where they live because of the use of directed energy weapons. So you need to understand how quickly this is coming to fruition. What will happen based on FEMA and these resilient zones to get priority federal funds? This is where the money is going to flow in.
Can I interrupt just real quick? Deb, let me just ask you, let's just recap. Let's just use the lens of history just to remind the audience that what you're describing is not only happening, but it's been happening with these contrived fires we've seen, like the Paradise Fire in California, like the fire you survived in California, like what we just saw in Maui. Now we see earthquake weapons, I believe, being rolled out in places like Turkey and perhaps even Morocco, where our friends Hope and Tavon live. And the good news is they survived, but there was some loss of life in the family of one of the people that work for them. Guys, this is very real, and it is coming to our doorstep. So Deb, I always wondered, how would they implement United Nations Agenda 2030? How would they get us off the land and herd it into these big hellholish nightmare kill cities? And now I think we see the recipe for it, which is why the way I open the show is so important. Number one, where are the children? But more importantly than that, what specific technology was used in Maui and who exactly is responsible? Because the only way we're going to stop all of this is to identify the criminals and bring them to justice and publicize all of this so that everybody knows it's real. And maybe that will force them to stop using these directed energy weapons, because they can only get away with it as long as people believe these are just natural wildfires.
Well, I wished that I could agree with the way in which to stop this, as you stated, but I do not.
Friends, we're going to take a quick break here and hear a word about one of our very best sponsors, and that's Noble Gold. Are you tired of being victimized by the Federal Reserve and out-of-control fiat printing? Are you tired of having your hard savings, your earnings, your blood, sweat, and tears drained away by inflation? Are you tired of being victimized by what George Carlin called the big club? Because you ain't in it? Well, guess what? Your friends at Noble Gold got your back. They want to help protect your wealth with a gold and or silver IRA. By the way, silver, one of the most undervalued tangible assets on planet Earth. And now this month, Noble Gold Investments is handing out a free 5-ounce silver America the Beautiful coin if you qualify for an IRA. I want you to write this number down, 877-646-5347. Give it some thought, and then call them tomorrow. Take action to protect yourself. That's 877-646-5347. Now, always do your own due diligence before making any investment. Invest in gold and silver with Noble Gold Investments. You can also go to noblegoldinvestments.com right now. It's the gold company I trust. The link and phone number are below.
Well, I wished that I could agree with the way in which to stop this, as you stated, but I do not. I do not agree. So there's too much inertia, John, and all the policies have already been adopted. They have been funded by grants in each and every single city, county, state, federal agency, government, worldwide. These grants and this climate change initiative, they've all been funded. So in order to roll back, we would have to try to retract the money that the states and your cities have taken to advance reductions of greenhouse gas emissions, which follows along with getting people out of the WUI, Wildlands Urban Interface. And that is forced relocation. Now, I don't want to get off track because I want to list the five cities that are going to, that are only one disaster away from catastrophic water crisis. And this is how they're going to initiate the fear and the forced relocation into FEMA's designated kill zones, FEMA's smart city zones. And these are shaping up, and I just went over it because I find this, like what you said, Sean, to be the methodology of how they're going to more expeditiously move the populations and into forced zones, because they can and are using energy weapons to the extent that people are homeless, their cities are wiped out, their water infrastructure is gone. In fact, there are many areas here in California since the multiple fires we've had since 2017 that live in a more rural setting that still PG&E, aka Rothschild, has not reconnected the electricity to these cities. They're still running on generators to this day, to this moment. So let me get in to naming the five cities. I'm thinking everybody is going to want to hear what this is going to look like and how they're going to do it. This is important. This is very important. And of course, I will add this. The technology can be used for spontaneous combustion. In other words, the complete elimination of bodies. So when we think about missing children, missing people, think about the fact that we are all full of many, many decades of heavy metal spraying that we have ingested and is in our bodies. We can be identified. The systems, the directed energy weapons can be calibrated to dustify us. That's called spontaneous combustion. And that is also what we face as humans. So it is so, so important that we know where our loved ones are, that we start taking our own, making our own initiatives to look at the weather and see that it's been changing. I have a blast out that I sent out a few weeks ago, and I called it Watches, Evasive Actions We Can Take. So for all of you, please go to my email blast out on stopthecrime.net and download Watches, Evasive Actions We Must Take Now. We must. So let's go into the five cities. I'm going to name the five cities, and then I'm going to go over what they're doing, and they're doing this to all the cities. But here we go. Buffalo, New York. Pritchard, Alabama. St. Louis, Missouri. Central Coast of California. And San Juan, Puerto Rico. So let's go into what is being done under the umbrella of climate change, and certainly not directed energy weapons, which is what this all is. And please, please remember, they're telling us that these cities are only one disaster away from catastrophic water crisis, and they will shut down these cities and force relocations. They are already initiating eminent domain on many of these cities right now, saying that their water infrastructure is going to fail. The water is poisonous. You have and you must relocate. So let's go through this. They say that because of the torrential rainfall in August of 22, it caused the Pearl River in Mississippi to surge beyond its banks, floodwaters. The suburbs of Jackson and and other cities in that area. And these are atmospheric rivers. They create water dumps that they've renamed atmospheric rivers, make no mistake. And as far as the floodwaters are concerned and what they're doing in the lakes and on the coastal abutments of land, they can and do create coastal surge and sea level rise because they have the technology. I have the patents, and they call them blast wave accelerators. They cause flooding. They can cause flooding, and they are. So they go on to say that these conditions have left tens of thousands of residents in the city in Mississippi without clean drinking water for many weeks. And our de facto government is setting the stage for water reuse, which is drinking of feces, urine, and big pharma toxins and poisons. Mm-hmm. So what they're saying here in this report, what happened in Jackson, experts say, is what's to come if America continues to kick the can down the road in addressing its aging, crumbling water infrastructure. The climate crisis threatens to make those issues even more pressing. And again, EPA, not only nationally but internationally, is behind creating and building more wastewater treatment plants. In fact, that was an executive order to build more wastewater treatment plants so we can drink our human waste and your neighbor's pharmaceuticals. So they talk about, too, when sea levels rise, summers become hotter, or heavy rains lead to more flooding. The country's water infrastructure, largely built a century and only designed to last roughly 75 years, will be more strained than ever, threatening a system vital to human life. Are you hearing this? They're using directed energy weapons to smash our infrastructure, which is vital for our lives, so we can be forced into FEMA's designated zones. This is what this is. I hope everybody is hearing this loud and clear. And again, in a record year of catastrophes, FEMA has said their disaster funding is slipping into the red. So that's why they're going to asset strip more people as they force them into these zones. So they go on to say, at the rate that climate is changing, again, directed energy weapons, America's infrastructure is not equipped to handle the challenges to come. And they say that America's water infrastructure relies on last year's infrastructure that can't protect our health from hazardous contaminants. They are serving up hazardous contaminants, and they're blaming it on climate change and the failing infrastructure. Every place that has been targeted now, most every place that has been targeted with directed energy weapons, has its infrastructure of electricity and water destroyed and contaminated. And as far as Lahaina is concerned, for those of you, I hope, that have gone to my website, toxicsky.org, I posted Michael Murphy's film that he intended to release in 2016, but he was murdered. And it's called Unconventional Gray. And the UN is for United Nations. Unconventional Gray. And he lived in Lahaina. He talked about and shows in the film the water testing that was done from the water rain, the rainwater catchment system that was the water supply delivered to the people. High, unsurvivable levels of aluminum. So Lahaina and the people in Maui have been poisoned well over survivable levels of aluminum for a very, very long time. So understand that. Go and watch that movie, Unconventional Gray. But they go on to say that the American Society for Civil Engineers gave America's drinking water infrastructure a C- in its 2021 report card, and climate change fueled extreme weather disasters and promises to trigger more water chemicals and poisoning, which are, of course, forever chemicals that are used. They go on to say that the 2021 infrastructure legislation, again designed by President Biden, includes about $30 billion for drinking water, and the 2022 Inflation Reduction Act, another $550 million for water infrastructure. But experts say that these figures are not enough to make up for decades of infrastructure that has been allowed to decay, and it was intentionally allowed to decay. They go on to tell us that CNN examined the five cities or regions across the country that show signs of vulnerability under rapidly warming planet, from coastal flooding in New York to saltwater intrusion in California's groundwater.
Hey, Deb, I just want to play a clip. We're just going to slow down for 1 second, then I'll come back to you. Oh, by the way, I jotted down the five cities: Buffalo, New York, something Alabama, you cut out when you said that, St. Louis, Missouri, Central Coast, California, San Juan, Puerto Rico. What was the city in Alabama?
Pritchard, Alabama.
Got it. All right. I want to just briefly share a clip from Sleepy Pedo Joe, whose own son calls him Pedo Peter, because it seems to be right up the alley of what we're talking about today, as this man and the people behind him are in on all of the death and destruction that is being described by Deb Tavares right now. Check this out.
We're working 24/7 here in Florida and throughout the Southwest, Southeast, and in Maui, in Hawaii. I want to reiterate that appreciation today. I also convened my entire cabinet as part of a whole of government response. And that response is to increase the number and intensity of the extreme weather events and be wary we're going to be use all the resources available to the government to do it.
Guys, you can say that the man misspoke. I think he's so far gone that he lets the truth out consistently. And the truth is, not only is he a pedophile, he is a traitor to our nation, and he's in on everything that you are hearing Deb describe in this interview.
So I want to continue, and I thank you for that, Sean. But again, this is not a right or left agenda. This is a United Nations agenda. And I urge everybody, please listen to Unconventional Gray that I have posted on stopthecrime.net and also easily retrievable from my other site called toxicsky.org. I do run another site, vitally important, called primarywater.org. Water is a renewable, and we are not running out. Please know that. Remember that. Because they're talking about the failing delivery of water infrastructure. We do not need their death delivery of infrastructure systems that were planned to fail and planned to force us into FEMA zones. We don't need it. We can get to water on our own, and we are on our own. Because when you have a predatory governmental system that is set to kill and destroy and steal everything, remember, you will own nothing. And this is the course to where you will own nothing. Make no mistake. So now I'm just going to talk about why they're saying Buffalo, New York is failing with its water infrastructure, because they talk about the storms that Buffalo has faced, the tremendous amount of rain and snow, and the deaths that were recently caused a year ago, that would be in 2022. They talk about high winds from storm-generated phenomenon known, and it's not, high winds are not a phenomenon. They are created by energy, just like what we saw here with the fires that ravaged through our town here in Santa Rosa called the Tubbs Fire in 2017. Just what we saw happening in Lahaina, those winds are directed energy weapons, the control of energy. So they talk about how the water from the west end of Lake Erie near Toledo was pushed east, creating high water levels and coastal flooding in Buffalo. They can push the water east and cause flooding. You need and must understand that. They talk about how flooding has threatened to knock out power in Buffalo's water treatment plant, of course, located precariously along Lake Erie. And they talk about that the Buffalo Sewer Water Authority said it was a nightmare scenario. We're going to hear more of this. We don't have the power. If we don't have power, we don't have anything. And we've seen these high winds, especially those associated with many of the high lake levels, knock out power. Everything for us is just about being resilient. But these things cost money, and you have to make sure that as part of your capital expenditure, that you're building that resiliency into your system. That is the misbelief of being able to survive escalating energy attacks on us, building in resiliency. That's not even possible. So they go on to talk about the perfect storm and the flooding and coastal storms and lack of ice coverage, fluctuating lake levels, erosion. All that is being exacerbated from the effects of climate change, directed energy weapons. Now let's talk about Pritchard, Alabama. They talk about the hurricanes and trigger water infrastructure crisis. They talk about the 8 Mile Community Association, from intensifying storms to leaking water lines that are never addressed, as well as racial injustice. They're blaming this on racial injustice and lack of funding to cure the problems with a designed failing of the infrastructure, causing again more disparity between the races. This is untrue. I am here in Sonoma County, and Rothschild has just announced, well, not just, a few years ago announced that their Potter Lake Reservoir, they're not going to upgrade it. And because of seismic problems and the fact that the system will fail, the water is going to be turned off of 300,000 people in Sonoma County. And they only have until January of 2025 to figure out what they're going to do, because this reservoir is being emptied. It's going to be emptied. So understand, that is also another tactic of what is happening nation and worldwide, the emptying of reservoirs, which are also used as a weapons system. So let's go on how the system in Pritchard, Alabama, completely failed. They say that hurricanes are one of the biggest threats. Well, they make hurricanes, along with heavy rainfall, coastal erosion, and flooding. When it rains, we have sewage overflows. Think about this. Sewage overflows. Buses can't even get kids from school to their homes, and the streets are completely impossible, and kids suffer blood shock. We are all suffering blood shock by being told lies versus the truth. They go on to say that Pritchard is a predominantly Black and low-income city, and the historical legacy of the disinvestment and racial injustice remains baked into the decisions made for the city's residents. I want to appeal to everyone that might be listening in Pritchard, Alabama. You are not the only city being attacked. We're all being attacked worldwide with the illusion of climate change, when in fact, the upgrading of the infrastructure was never done intentionally. I could throw this in, but I think it will confuse people, and this is worth probably another show, Sean. But our water system never needed to be set up with infrastructure and a delivery system as our overlords have implemented in our country and worldwide. We could have always originally done what Muammar Gaddafi did in Libya, using the drilling of pure, fresh, clean primary water wells, and deliver that to all of our cities and had fresh, clean primary water, where our IQs would be much higher. But that is not and was not the plan for us. We have been certainly exposed to fluoride and other toxins, but let's continue with Pritchard, because they have a failing water and sanitation infrastructure system. And they're starting eminent domain on the homes there. They say it's just a matter of time until another storm hits the Gulf and shuts Pritchard's entire water system down. Now, without water, I want everyone to think, what would your home be like if you had no water? What would your home be like if you were in the city and you had no way to flush your toilets? This is the plan, and this will force all of you into these FEMA zones that are being set up now. So we're starting, they said in Pritchard, they're staring down the barrel of a gun. When these infrastructure challenges in Pritchard and cities like Pritchard, these are whole populations that are teetering on the brink of total collapse that can't be easily addressed. Again, eminent domain. They're condemning residents from their homes so they can work to fix the water system. That's what they're saying. So what is happening with the eminent domain? They're moving out tenants first so that the owners of the properties are not receiving income from the tenants. They're being told that the city is going to buy back at a fair price these houses. Well, it's now gotten tangled up to where that is not going to happen. And the property owners' homes are vacant and they're being told there's no water. So how would you like to own that investment property? Let's talk about St. Louis, Missouri. It's all very similar, failing infrastructure due to climate change, which is weather weapons. But they say here in St. Louis, Missouri, and this is important to know because this happened in Flint, Michigan as well, but lead pipes were commonly used in water systems across the United States until they were outlawed in 1986 due to the danger of lead poisoning. Even low levels of lead exposure are dangerous for children and can damage the blood cells and nervous systems and cause other disabilities. The Environmental Protection Agency, which does not protect us, it's another government corporation to facilitate the kinds of attacks we're all experiencing. But even the Environmental Protection Agency has called lead poisoning the number one environmental health threat in the U.S. for children ages 6 and younger. They go on to say, a quarter of humanity faces extreme weather stress, and it's poised to get worse, this new report tells us. So soon, many more than a quarter of humanity will be hit with weather weapons. They go on to say that the state of Missouri is the fourth in the nation in terms of lead service lines per capita. St. Louis has tried to remove these lines, but they don't know where they are. It says this in this report. They don't know where all the lead piping is. And they go on again to say climate change has led to more intense flooding and storms and has the potential to damage older, weaker water systems like St. Louis. So let's talk about the Central Coast of California. They're talking about sea level rise, and they're talking about over-pumping water along the coastlines, which is causing desalination. Saltwater intrusion, I meant to say. So let's talk about that, because what they're telling us is that all coastal wells are over-pumping, and it's increasing and allowing levels of saltwater intrusion being so near the ocean. They say that rising sea levels and California's whiplash weather weapons, has been impacting the water table, with seawater seeping in and causing pipes to corrode, making water undrinkable. Now let's talk about that for a moment, because we know this. We know that had the state recharged those coastal overpumped areas, think of it as a honeycomb with pockets in it, little honeycomb where the honey is in a bee honeycomb. When those are overpumped along the coastline of water, then the seawater, which is heavier, automatically fills those vacant areas. So then we get saltwater intrusion. Now, the state, the UN, our controllers could have recharged those areas with primary water, and we would not have had the saltwater intrusion But have they? No. Could they put out fires by creating rain? Yes. But do they? No. Could they stop the direction of the hurricanes? Could they stop the volcanoes? Could they not create earthquakes? Yes, they could. But they're not. They're not. This is total mass murder, destruction, and theft at the grandest scale in history. The grandest scale in history.
Friends, this concludes part one of the interview with Deb Tavares. I'll post part two in the coming days, but know this. The eugenics program, the depopulation program, it's all on track. In fact, it's all being sped up because y'all are waking up, and that's the good news. People are waking up. It's time to resist. Do not comply. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'll remind you all, every single day for free, you can join us for free at sgtreport.com. That's the antidote to corporate propaganda and Mockingbird mainstream media lies. May God truly bless you and your wonderful family. Until next time, bye-bye.
You can see a bunch of school buses. These are the school buses that were taken away from the fire by military professionals. As you can see, this is an airfield at an unknown location. You can see the jets in the background. This is a military base.